Maseches Demai, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. In Mishnah Beis, 2-2, we saw that if a person wants to be considered ne'eman, reliable regarding tithing, and believed, and therefore not have the produce which he sells have the status of Demai, he needs to ensure, amongst other things, that any food that passes through his hands, even if he's not the ultimate consumer of that food, he must still do the Demai tithes before passing it on. This Mishnah will come to qualify that and say that in certain circumstances, there's a dispensation whereby a person is not required to take all the Demai tithes necessarily himself, but rather can pass on that responsibility to the ultimate purchaser. So the first is Hanachtomen. Hanachtom is a baker. So Hanachtomen, as for bakers, Lo chivo osam chacham lahafrish elek de trumas maiser v'chala. When it comes to Demai, the rabbis were lenient with the bakers and allowed them to only take out the Trumas Meiser, but the nub here is that they didn't require the bakers to also separate at least the value of Meiser Sheni. That is the main point here. The Mishnah explicitly says they must take out the value of the Trumas Meiser, that would be the tenth of the tenth of the Meiser Rishon, of course, that's given to the Kohanim. It also mentions here, chala. Chala is an unrelated point, so put that aside for a moment. There's an obligation to designate Meiser Rishon, and that would be part of the process of removing the Trumas Meiser, but that only requires Kriya Shem, just declaring that tenth of the Demai to be Meiser Rishon. Of course, there's no issue at all of Truma Gedola, as we said before. As far as the Meiser Sheni goes, we're saying here that the Nachtom is exempt from that obligation. But it doesn't mean that no one has to do it. It just means that the baker is exempt. Bartanura learns that the purchaser will still have to take the kedushas of the Meiser Sheni out of the produce he purchases from this baker. And in the event that the baker assesses that the purchaser will not take out the kedusha of Trumas Meiser, the baker once again has the responsibility to do the redemption of the kedusha of the Meiser Sheni before selling it on. So he isn't totally off the hook. He's only off the hook economically, if he can trust that the purchaser will shoulder that responsibility of taking out the Meiser Sheni Kedusha. The other point here of Chala is unrelated to Demai at all. Chala, as we said elsewhere, is the obligation to separate a portion of the dough once it is mixed with the water, flour and water together, and give that to a Kohen. So that obligation never started until the baker mixed the flour with the water. And as a side point here, he has to take out the hafarshas challah, separate the challah, and give it to a kohen. Now, the reason why the rabbis were lenient with the baker is because there was ongoing pressure in the time of the Mishnah by the local government to push the prices of bread down as low as possible. And therefore, the bakers had to work on very thin profit margins. And the obligation to separate the Meiser Sheni onto coins would just be too much of a burden for them economically. And therefore, we allow them a leniency. As an aside, not much has changed. Even today in Israel, bread is subsidized by the Ministry of Finance, so it should be cheaper. And in America, staple foods like bread have tax with sales tax, etc. Again, so that bread prices, etc. should be low as possible. Okay. The mission continues on. Hachenvanim. A chenvani is a shopkeeper, like someone who's mans a makolot, a small dry goods store, etc. So those people, Einan Rishayin Limkor Esedemayim, they do not have any dispensation. They have to take the Demai tithes and shoulder the economic burden. The reason why is because, and one of two reasons, first of all, the chenvanim are selling on retail and have much higher profit margins, therefore they can afford it. And number two, they're dealing with children, and children obviously can never be relied upon to tithe properly, and therefore they have to make sure that what they sell in their shop is ready to be eaten by children. So therefore they have to take the Demai tithes, all of them. The Mishnah continues, Kol HaMashpi'in B'Midah Gasa, anybody who does business in large quantities. Now, Mashpi'in B'Midah Gasa literally means something like who doles out foodstuffs in large measure. So the assumption is when you're doling out in large measure, so you aren't measuring precisely. You sort of are sort of giving like heaping buckets full of wheat, whatever it is that you're selling. And that being the case, you're sort of cutting into your profit margins. And that means that you have the purchaser has a bit of an upper hand economically, and therefore we're going to pass on some of the burden to them. So therefore the Mishnah says, Kol ha-mashpim b'milah gasa, anyone who sells in large quantities of food, rishayin limkor es ha-damai, they are allowed to sell demai as is, and just give the purchaser a notice that what they're purchasing is demai, requiring the purchaser to then take the demai tithes. Elu hein ha-mashpim b'milah gasa, who are people who dole out in large quantities. Kagon, for example, hasitonos, wholesalers, and mochre tavua, people who deal in grain, because grain, of course, moves in large quantities. So those people, they are allowed to pass on the obligation of demai, tithing to the purchasers.